So this morning, as Monsignor mentioned, we celebrate something special in this season of Advent. We light the rose candle, and we refer to this particular Sunday as Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete is the Latin word for rejoice. And it really is kind of a respite in this Advent season, because Advent is sort of meant to be a penitential season, a season in which we remember our sinfulness in joyful anticipation of the coming of Christ. During this season of Advent, we both look to the past and we look to the future. We look to the past because we remember that Christ did indeed come to redeem us. We look to the future because Christ promised that he would return at the end of time. But in the midst of all that, we still struggle sometimes with what it means to be along the way. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus talk about how John the Baptist was someone set apart, meant to prepare the way for the Lord. And indeed, he did that. Jesus came and redeemed us. And yet for us, sometimes living in a broken world, the ambiguity of our faith can be challenging, because while we know that Jesus redeemed us, sometimes our paths don't seem so smooth. Sometimes our paths are frightening or sorrowful or just confusing and unclear. But in this season of Advent, and on this particular Sunday, we're invited to return to joyfulness so that we can foster our faith with the idea of hope. See, faith is sort of what we rely on to sort of manage the ambiguity of life. But it's in those moments where life doesn't seem to be cooperating the way we want it to, where we have to turn to our hopefulness. And our hopefulness is in the promise. Even John the Baptist and his disciples weren't sure if Jesus was the one. We have the advantage of knowing it. We know that Jesus is the one. We know what Jesus accomplished in order for us to be redeemed. And yet, it doesn't make it any easier sometimes when we're faced with real challenges in our life. That's why we come here. This is the place where we can be fed and hopefully strengthened for that journey along a path that has been prepared, but is sometimes rocky. And so our prayer when we come here is not just a prayer of thanksgiving, which is what Eucharist means, but it's also a prayer for strengthening and work. The word liturgy literally means the work of the people. And so we come here to be strengthened because our work still needs to be done outside of here. We have to clear the stones away from our path. We have to help others clear the stones away. And that's why we gather as a group. This process of celebrating Eucharist requires all of us. We are companions. And companions literally means those who break bread together. So when we come here to break bread together, we also go out there to manage the journey together, to assist one another, and to help one another to negotiate those difficult times. So this morning, let it be our prayer that we can recognize the strength that Jesus has to offer in his promises. Let us be renewed in the joyful hope that God gives us in his promises. And let us be strengthened to be able to go from this place and continue our Advent journey, looking forward to Christ coming again and again and again in our lives.